Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We call him Trucker. You all know him as Jeff Lindesmith. How are you, Truck?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm outstanding today. Thanks so much for making time for us. And congrats on the back-to-back wins in the postseason, Truck. And we'll get to those here in a second. But I'm wondering, how challenging of a season has this been for you, knowing there were only six games, but that you would make the playoffs? You went 1-5 in the regular season, but to convince your players that, hey, forget about that because that's going to help us come playoff time.
Well, I think our kids always knew they had a playoff opportunity ahead of them, but I think our focus throughout the course of the year with a pretty young team was to make sure we improved, and that was important to us. I thought that there was a lot of games we showed improvement by the score. Then at times as the season went on, we were playing really, really good halves, but not finishing games in the fourth quarter. We showed glimpses of maturity, but just didn't put everything together. But we tried to make sure that we were pointing out some positive things just to make sure our kids knew they were growing and that they were getting better, and that they, which they have. And, we get to the playoffs and, disrespect any teams we play in the playoffs, but our kids have played the complete games.
Yeah, they have a 49-7 win over Tuskegee Valley, a 24-14 win over United Local. The keys to those games, Trucker, what were they? Obviously, you scored the most points, that you've scored with the exception of one game in the regular season. So offensively, you're clicking, but defensively, I'm guessing even more important, you held those two teams to 21. So where were the keys?
Yeah, defensive secondary. The first playoff game, we had two pick sixes. On another two pickoffs, interceptions. So, four interceptions in a game really sets our offense up. Last week, we played a really, really good team in United with all seniors, a quarterback that was dynamite, a 3 for 2,000 and rushed for over 1,000. And our secondary really shut things down. They did a lot of multiple things, made some picks, made some big tackles, and played very, very well. I also think offensively, our offensive line has grown immensely throughout the course of the year, and we're much more balanced offensively to the point where we were playing some monsters that we really had trouble finding holes to run through and getting things moving. And really the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've done better that way.
Jeff Lindesmith, our guest, outstanding head football coach with the Central Catholic Crusaders. And I'm going to put it to you this way, Jeff. His team is 2-0 in the season that matters, and that is the Division VI playoffs. And, Jeff, you've been Division V since I've been covering you. You dropped down to Division VI. Is that an advantage for you guys as well?
No difference. Five and six are some really, really good teams. You still got to play really good football. We play Norwayne this week. That has jumped around from 5 to 6 also. But it's a team that it's just dynamite. Once you get to the playoffs, there's only 8 around. Most of the time you're going to find some people can play, and they're good.
Tell me a little bit about Jack Talkington and the progress he's made from the new Philly opening loss to the 24-14 win over United Local.
Yeah, the big boy's getting better and better. Still has a few plays here and there that he reminds you still of a sophomore, but he's really limited those in the last few weeks. We think he's seeing where he can run the ball better. He's starting to read defenses a little bit, not in the passing game necessarily, but in our run game, which we demand our quarterback to do a lot of reading on the run. Gives, jets, pulls, counters, and things like that. And he's getting better at that. Still has a good strong arm, and I think probably the thing that's probably been the difference is he making good decisions when he throws the ball. And we, knock on wood, haven't had an interception, I think, in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, which is a key for us.
Turnovers are so huge in games of this magnitude, Trucker. And you mentioned you had 4 in the one game. It just affects the game physically, more importantly, mentally, for you guys. Do you guys coach that Do you put extra time in about valuing the football, covering up the football, stripping the football, things of that nature, because it means so much in every game, but even more so in the playoffs?
Oh, every week. We work 2 days a week on turnovers, on stripping balls. We work on interceptions. We keep track and practice who has the most interceptions in the secondary. I actually coach the secondary, so we have a little fun, put a couple of Dr. Peppers on, you know, after practice, whoever has the most picks, and our kids really strive on that, and you know, it gets a little bit more competitive, and at times the scout team will talk some things about them, but it just gets a little competitive, and it's fun to do, but we harp on it. We talk about turnovers for sure.
Yeah, it's a big factor. We hear every coach always say, give me a couple of keys. Got to run the ball, got to stop the run, and get some turnovers, right? I mean, Nate Moore was making fun of me. I finally figured it out, you know, the keys for Massillon over 6 years. It only took me 6 years, Truck, but I did figure it out. Give me some time. I'll figure some things out.
Oh, yeah, maybe a little bit of time. But, hey, you know, momentum is such a big key in high school. And it's any sport, but, you know, your kids gain some confidence. My own personal opinion is another thing we've had going is great special teams. You know, you pin somebody back off a kickoff, and your kickoff team, your kids get excited. You make a big field goal or, you know, punt return. That changes games around and gets kids back in the game. So that's a key.
Your special teams, you've always had good kickers. Matt Kling, I saw 3 extra points and a field goal last week. How long is his range, especially in a game of this magnitude where it could come down, you know, to a kick either at halftime like it was with Millsy in the state title game or who knows? So what's his range, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, he's not maybe Millsy type. But he's made some 50-yarders, but
okay.
We'll let him get one in a game in the mid-40s. Maybe if he gets hold of it, he can get there. He's got a strong leg. He's a kid that's worked really, really hard, and his body's developed. You know, he's about 95% now kicking the ball in the end zone. So he's getting that strong leg that we need.
Defensively, we'll get to your secondary, but how about up front? Who has stepped forward as the season has progressed to maybe help put pressure on that quarterback so he has to throw it sooner so your secondary guys can get those pick sixes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, if anybody comes watches us, number 12, our defensive end, Ethan Kessel Porter, puts a lot of pressure. I think he's for the year about 12 or 13 tackles for loss, almost double-digit sacks. He's a hustler, great effort kid that stands out. Owen Murphy, one of our inside linebackers, Mike, gets in a lot of traffic, has did a very, very good job. Those two young men are our captains, matter of fact, and they lead by example out the field. They've done a great job for us. We've had a couple of guys that have rotated in a defensive tackle spot, Alex Stevens. We got Mason Vance comes in there, Caleb Glider, all the guys that get out there and get after a little bit. Another linebacker that's gotten a lot better as the season went on was Deacon Heather, a new kid to our program. I shouldn't say that. He played as a freshman. It didn't play last year. That's a big, strong, physical kid that every game got better.
For you as a coach, Trucker, does your approach change at all come playoff time? Even I'm not saying like last year versus the pandemic season, but just playoff time overall as coaches. Do you do anything different? Is there a different mental approach or in game planning or anything like that? Or you try and keep it the same?
Yeah, we're pretty much the same all the time. There's a little bit as you start getting on the grind of the season and what we went through. There's times where we may not hit as much, or there's times where we'll get off the sled and try to rest our legs every once in a while, especially for what we've gone through. We've got some kids that play both ways. That we played Saturday night, and we still had today is Wednesday, and we still have some kids a little bit, you know, banged up a little bit that we were careful with. But, you know, they prep mentally and try to walk through some things. But you got to be a little bit careful that way. But when it comes to everyday things, it's pretty much the same.
All right, you mentioned Norwayne earlier. Tell me a little bit about your opponent, what you see on film from them.
Yep, monster of a team, huge. Have a nose man, it's awfully good. Big guy going to Boston College, have a receiver running back. They're kind of a D2. Ashland offers, have a quarterback that's played for 4 years. I think offensively they average about 48 points a game.
Wow.
Their defense is solid. We played them last year in the regular season, Kenny, and were successful against them. Forced their quarterback to get some turnovers, and they really changed their philosophy a little bit, not quite as open anymore, run more of a power zone game, a little bit of zone boot out of it. The quarterback is very, very accurate, and you could tell he's gotten a lot better. They're just a big, powerful team. I mentioned we played them last year. That was our only scrimmage of the year, was that this year. And we went over there with that young team, and wasn't a scrimmage I liked, but they took it to us pretty good, but they're a dynamite team.
Who does it help more that you have a little idea? I mean, usually you wouldn't play them. If they're in Division VI, you're in Division V, but you did. So does it help one team more than the other or no?
No, I don't think so. I just think both of us know our personnel pretty well. You know, we played them 2 years in a row, regular season and also on the scrimmage. I know the guys they have that can make big plays, they're burners. Our kids have gotten a lot more physical since we scrimmaged them and went through some things. So, you know, I think we're prepared for it.
Trucker, what will you guys have to do to make it 3-0 in the postseason and advance on? And let me see here. I wrote this down here. If you guys win, and I know you're not looking ahead, but this is my job as a talk show host, as a what's that term that we're using today? As a blatherskite, a blabber guy. If you win, you take on the winner of Wycliffe and Leavittsburg LeBray. So in order to get to that next game, what do you guys have to do?
Well, control the line of scrimmage a little bit. We got to take their power game away. That's going to be really important for us. And if we can be pretty balanced offensively, we'll have a real good chance. And we don't just want to sit back and chuck it around. We want to move the ball on the ground a little bit. That's what we've gotten a lot better at. And you always mentioned the turnover game. That's important. And it's something we've been pretty good at in the last few games. So that's really important. And I think those probably would be keys, Kenny.
Trucker, we always appreciate the time. We're pulling for you. We'd love – what's that?
It just seemed that this interview went a lot smoother. What was different in your side?
I don't know. Yeah, so something's just not yet. The entire team doesn't seem to be here. You know what I mean? So somebody's
it just seemed smoother.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but since you did, I'll go with you on that, Trucker. Well, we hope you have a smooth game in this next round so we can talk to you again next week and get you guys advancing through the playoffs and maybe have that second Holy War matchup if you and St. Thomas can keep winning. How's that?
That'd be fine with me. I appreciate it.
All right, Trucker, be good. Good luck this week. All right, buddy?
Thank you. Yep, take care.
There he is, Jeff Lindesmith. Spending some time with us, outstanding head football coach for the Central Catholic Crusaders. And, they're playing real well right now, so let's hope it continues.
This is Jeff Lindesmith from Central Catholic. You're listening to Kenny and JT on 1480 WHBC. Are those guys a riot?